drunk since I left. These so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and no kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. Having gone for a week, having drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home. Station, the train journey north. In the bumping car, we lurch back and forth past old crooked dikes through Yorkshire's green fields. We were flung into dance as the train tipped in real. You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a week, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home.
Jackson.
Well, it must be hard to be a pretty girl. Yeah, it must be hard to watch your body growing old. And I'll be laughing in your head until I wanna stop. And if you think it's your turn to explain yourself, it's not. And if you want
Welcome back and tuned into 101.9. This is CFMC. So I'm having a little bit of technical issues here. I tried playing Barrett's Privateers by Stan Rogers right after Home from Arrest to kind of get the old Canadian sing-song vibe going. Don't really know what happened then, but July Talks Paper Girl just started playing. So up next, I got Barrett's Privateers and Cavity, a new song from one of my favorite Canadian bands, Days on Parade. But yeah, thanks for sticking with me. It's It's Wednesday the 3rd, and the second day of class is going pretty well. Having a little bit of stress regarding some financial aid issues, but I'm trying my best to get it all under wraps before the semester actually gets ahead. But yeah, as I mentioned, coming up next, I got Cavity by one of my favorite bands, Days on Parade. If you guys had a chance to see them at Freakfest that they threw themselves in August, I envy you. I really wish I could have seen them live. And a little bit, kind of relative, not too much, but if you are in a local band, reach out to CFNC Live Sessions Instagram account and we will get you in the station to do a live session. We'll film you, we'll interview you, we'll put you on the radio, and you don't really need anything. You just apply, we will do it for you, and you just come with a song in hand, and we'll host you. I'm happy to get this going with my friend Ellie starting this fall, and we should be able to get something going within the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I'll stop holding you guys up. I know you guys are really just hearing from the music. But yeah, without further ado, I got Cavity by...
But I'm the beast, these bad girls will meet you.
1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, said Barrett, cried the town. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew? God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked four-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took me antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both men eggs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
All right, welcome back and tuned into 101.9. This is CFNC, and that track was Barrett's Privateers by Stan Rogers. Not usually the type of stuff I play, but type of stuff that I am bound to hear back in Kingston. And I really love that song. No instruments, just Stan Rogers and his boys just hooting and hollering. Yeah, before that, as I mentioned, Cavity by Days on Parade, one of my favorite new bands. I really hope they blow up and make it big. They just won an award, I believe, in the spring for Best New Artist in Niagara. So, yeah, keep an eye on them before they get too big. Yeah, but coming up next, I'm going to be playing some older stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Gang of Four lately. I love Gang of Four. I've played them a bunch already, but I don't think I've played this song. So it's going to be Return the Gift by Gang of Four off the debut. But another song I'll be playing before that is another Stereolab song, a band that if you tuned in, I think it was last week, you would have heard a lot of them. And I'm going to be playing the track Old 26. I am unsure exactly what that means, but it's a great song and I love it. Also, I apologize. I thought I could hit the sensors on Cavity better, and I think I did an okay job. Definitely should have practiced before coming up, but I'll stop talking. That's the rest of the censorship, I believe, for today. And yeah, I'm just going to go ahead with Stereolab, so stay tuned.
Thank you. Evenings and weekends. Please send me evenings and weekends.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. You tuned into 101.9. This is CFNC. The tracks I just played, in order from oldest to newest, were OLV26 by Stereolab, followed by Return the Gift by Gang of Four, then Talking Radiance by Drala, and Sersha by Maruja. And I think that's my first time playing Drala on the station, which is weird because I really like the album from last year. And, yeah, with Maruja, the debut album comes out, I believe, next Friday. Yeah, that's my most anticipated album of this year, besides the Squid one that came out earlier. But yeah, I haven't really been this excited for an album since Squid's O Monolith. And yeah, there's a number of great albums coming out in this weird beginning of fall, end of summer time. You had that Water From Your Eyes album that dropped last week. There was a bunch of stuff that just came out this last Friday that I completely forget. Same with stuff being released this Friday, but I think you have that Geese album finally coming out this Friday, and then yeah, next week you got Maruja. So it's gonna be nonstop hits coming out. And to finish up today's episode, I've got a few tracks, my favorite tracks with the word chains in it. I got Chains by Opus Kink, which I think I've played. It has an insane sax punk like Sersha does, except it is overdubbed with the synth, and it just sounds insane. And then after that, I got Gold Chains by Genesis Owusu, and that's one of my favorite tracks from, I think, 2022, 2023. One of the two. I think 2022, though. But yeah, just really good track. I never followed up with him after his album Missing Molens, but I heard his second one was pretty good, so I'll have to check that out. And then to finish it off, I got Cities of Eve, which I don't think I've ever played on the station, but I've been listening to his album Man Plays Horn forever, in a bunch this summer. And I got his penultimate track, Smoking on a Brighter Day, which comes in at about 13 minutes long. And it says it's explicit, but I don't remember there being any cursing on it. But we'll see when we get there. And yeah, so anyways, thank you for sticking with me today. I've had a blast as usual. And yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll see you guys next week. Thanks. And keep up the good stuff, you know? All right. We'll see ya.
Scrolled in their pen. my pet stars are gone. Sister of the ball and chain. I will leave you for the violence I've craved all along.
visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.